firing on all cylinders and moving in the right direction. As I laid my head down on my pillow that night, I thanked God for everything that had happened during the day. I knew that all of it, every problem avoided and every good thing experienced, was a blessing from His hand and a kindness from His heart. In every detail of that day, it seemed as if heaven was smiling down on me. God was pouring out His blessings on me, and I was dripping with the favor of God. Wasn't I? Well, if so, then I'd seriously like to know what I did wrong in the 7 hours I was sleeping that night, because apparently the favor of God shut off like a spigot during the night. The next day was nothing like the day before had been. I woke up in a groggy fog with the first signs of a nasty cold taking shape and walked into the kitchen to find my family in the middle of a preschool day nuclear meltdown. I stumbled over to the coffee maker, pushed the button, and turned to intervene in a disagreement between my two sons. 30 seconds later, I turned to grab my morning Joe, only to realize I'd forgotten to put a mug under the dripper and had brewed an entire cup of coffee under the counter. And, of course, all that was only just the beginning. I was late to my first appointment because I hit every red light in the city. I got nothing of importance done the rest of the day, and I had a full-blown cold by noon. Oh, and you remember that insurance check? Well, like a cherry on top of the day, my wife called me late in the afternoon to tell me the transmission in our car was shot, and it would cost about 4 times the amount of that check to get it fixed. So much for the favor of God. But hold on. Is that really how we should think about God's favor? If things are going well for us, we have plenty of money, our families are happy and healthy, things are breaking our way, then we can be confident that the favor of God is on us? And what if things aren't going so well for us? Should we then decide that God must be disfavoring us and start looking for what's clogging up the flow of blessings in our lives? These are all very real questions, aren't they? After all, if you're a Christian, it's actually very right and good that you should want to live in the light of God's love and favor. For that matter, it's also right and good that you should desire to feel His love and favor worked out in tangible, obvious ways in your life. But those good desires also seem to raise a boatload of problems. I mean, are we really supposed to try and determine how much God loves and favors us each day, based on how well the day goes? What a crushing burden that would be to bear. After a long and terrible day, we would have to go to bed telling ourselves that it all happened because not even God likes us very much. That's awful. And what's more, are we really supposed to think God's blessing and favor are dependent on something we do to earn them? Then we would have to drift off to sleep, not only thinking that our day stunk because God doesn't like us, but also feeling guilty over the realization that, one way or another, it was all our faults. For a God who spends so much time in the Bible telling us that His love is steadfast and eternal and gracious and merciful, that whole way of thinking makes God sound awfully fickle, doesn't it? The wrong way to think about God's favor. As exhausting as all that sounds, sadly, it's exactly the idea of God's favor you'll be taught if you read any number of Christian books on the subject, or especially if you turn your television to certain channels. In fact, an entire cottage industry has grown up around the idea of helping people figure out how to harness or release the favor of God to make their lives better in various ways. If you listen and read carefully, the contours of this way of thinking are pretty easy to see. For one thing, the favor of God is almost always defined as divine blessings being poured out in a person's life so that good things start to happen to them right away. Most of the time, those good things take the form of financial blessings, debt reduction, increased income, surprise cash, unexpected windfalls. And the evidence of God's favor in that person's life is that they are able to live a certain lifestyle. It's not just financial good, though, that's said to come from God's favor. A person will also have relational success with their spouse or children or friends, professional accomplishment at work, or even a new and unexpected personal charm that makes other people want to do kind things for them, even backing down and letting them have the best parking spot in the lot because somehow, in some way, they recognize that.